Lesson 1. You are now a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New, kainos, here means new in regard to form and quality, rather than in reference to time or age. It is more of the newness of the spirit in the man rather than his physical body. It is one of the most wonderful and transforming truths in the Bible, that for everyone who has ever wanted the chance to start all over again in life, Jesus Christ gives them that opportunity. Now, Jesus has delivered to you that golden opportunity to start it afresh in your life. You are given a fresh start. Remember not the former life. Salvation is not a fashion. It is not a by the way. It is life, and new life for that matter. Since the fall of man, what makes anyone a child of God is the new birth. For the natural man to step into the realm of the supernatural, there has to be a conscious stepping out from Satan's fold into God's fold through Jesus Christ. Christianity is neither a religion nor a philosophy. It is more than ideology. It is the release of the life of God into a human vessel. You now have the life of God in you. Christianity is supernaturality. It releases you from the natural brackets and frees you to be a partaker of divinity. It is the new birth that connects you to the kingdom of God. The new birth separates you from the world and the devil. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Being born again is a birth of the spirit, not of the natural birth. John 3:5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." You are born of the water, word of God, and of the spirit, Holy Spirit. It occurs by the regeneration of your spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who convicts men for salvation. The word of God precedes the operation of the Holy Spirit. The more the word of God that comes your way, the more experiences of the Holy Spirit you will encounter in life. Acts 10:10-44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. The Holy Spirit operates upon the word to get man saved. The word is the quickening agent that brings the flow of the Spirit. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. New creation is connecting to the divine nature so that you can stop living a mere human life, where you are helplessly subject to situations and circumstances. New creation gives you an upper hand against human natural and demonic limitations. The new birth is a spiritual initiation that reestablishes the divine nature in man. Man lost his divinity after the fall of Adam, but in the last Adam, Jesus Christ, the divinity is reestablished again forever. By regeneration, you are raised from the fall and seated with Christ in the heavenlies, high above all principalities and powers that be and them that will be. The devil is aware of this, but he always wants you to lose this consciousness. Now that you are born of the Spirit, you have been restored. You are now a spirit being. John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The goat bears a goat, a dog bears a dog, a cow gives birth to a cow. Now that you are born of God, you are of his species. You are no longer a human being, but a spirit being. Don't allow religion and the devil to take away this truth from you. You carry the likeness of man by the fact you are here on the earth, but you are not of the world. You are above and not down. You are more than what meets the eye. Forget your background of failure and defeat. Now you are in another class. Jesus was with a body, but at the same time, he was the Son of God, born of the Spirit after baptism. The great misgiving of the children of Israel was their lack of knowledge of their reclassification. They stayed with the slave mentality even after they were liberated. They did not want to accept that God had given them a different title and wonderful opportunities. They desired to go back to Egypt, They craved for the food of slavery. They dreaded the thought of occupying new territories. They did not think the possibility of them now ruling other nations. They were used to being ruled. They retained in them slave mentality and picked also a wilderness mentality. Your state has been changed. Take it and forge ahead. You were oppressed, but now no more. The devil took advantage of you, but no more. You need a lot of boldness to overcome the threats of the devil and religion embedded in your mind and shout out your new identity in Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God, after pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In Adam, we were born a spirit. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Since God is spirit, what he breathed in man was his own life. What died when Adam fell was your spirit, but Jesus has given it back to you. John 3:8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So everyone was born of the spirit. Now you belong to an extraordinary class. You blow like the wind, but the effects are manifest. You are now to worship God in the Spirit. John 4:23-24. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Now that you are in Christ and have the Spirit of God within you, you have the capacity to know the things of God by the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.